The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Let's get to our next guest, Jared Schofield. Well, it was a heartbreaking one-point loss to the Power against the Giants on Saturday night. Jared joins us now. Welcome, Scoey.
G'day, guys, and apologies for missing the early appointment.
No, it's fine. Appreciate you giving us some time. Now, unfortunately, a familiar tale. You had so much of the play, more disposals, more entries, more clearances, more scoring shots, but unfortunately couldn't get it where you wanted, and that is on the scoreboard.
Yeah, you're right, Bix. So it's, disappointing, obviously, to come away with a one-point loss, but we take the positives. We've got to take the positives out of it. From our game, we improved again from the week before, and the boys gave themselves every opportunity to put a respectable score to win. Unfortunately, just our polish at the end was what let us down.
You're having a crack. You're in the fight. You'd be proud of all of that. Defensively all year, one-on-one down back, your team defence, the way you're set up, could not be coached any better in that aspect of your game, and you'd be proud, as I said. But your attack, your midfield forward, you just can't find that right mix. Bick said it, 9 more inside 50s. Blimmin' frustrating, Scoey. I mean, Bass would be ripping his damn hair out. You're throwing the kitchen sink of personnel in there. All pre-season you trained for it, and you still haven't got it right.
There's a lot of things you go into pre-season, into a season, wanting to be better and wanting to be... we've changed part of our game that we want to be able to execute. And unfortunately, at this point in time, we're just not finishing off our work and rewarding ourselves for our hard work. But that's it's one part of the game that obviously we've got to get right because we are doing a lot of the good stuff in our game, and we've got to make sure that we reward ourselves. And look, we have thrown a different mix with personnel. We've got to also understand we've got a very, young forward. We've got some young players up there that have only played 17, 18 games and we're relying heavily on, and we're missing some key players there as well. So we've got to make sure we keep working hard, but we're giving ourselves every opportunity to kick a score, which is better than nothing.
You're the midfield manager, and again, you've done the same there with the mix, the inside, the outs, the Dan Houstons. Yeah. You've tried everything. Would you consider playing Connor Rosie in the midfield for the last 4 games of the season? Just load the kid up.
Oh, look, Connor's had a massive year, and he's one of our guys that we're relying on to score as well. With like a couple of him, he's getting plenty of airtime in around the midfield, enough for him in his early part of his career, and he's coming up around the ball. He played on the wing. He went inside. He's done that over the course of the year, especially over the last 3 or 4 weeks. He's had more time around the footy. We would like to obviously evolve and get butters around the footy as well, but it's finding the right mix that we don't throw them to the wolves and don't have that support around. And on the weekend we had, we were able to bring in Houston into the midfield. We brought Bonner up around the footy as well. We're definitely looking at Carl Amon's had a really good year playing inside and out. So at the moment, we're doing enough around the footy to give ourselves the opportunity. At the end of the day, just like they said, that polish, well, that's that last kick and execution to give our forwards the best chance.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Phil Davis and Haynes, they had 10 intercept marks between them, which really hurt you. Just help us paint a picture in terms of, it's frustrating when Port supporters watch. It looks like players from the midfield are just bombing it long and kick it straight down the throat of Davis and Haynes. Is there something going on around the footy? They're under pressure. How does it happen so often?
I wish I could be that individual to give you those answers, because it's not just one particular player. It's it's not just midfield as well. Sometimes, from our halfbacks and up the ground, they're making the wrong decision. And that's that connection piece, from our team by forward of centre. And when when you've got to probably new faces working, building that synergy, that's the area we've got to grow in. We're obviously, there's times when we probably could have showed a bit more composure and those two players to take 23 marks between them. Isn't probably what we're looking after, that's for sure.
Scoey, all the best. Have a good week. 4 games left. That top 8 is still there. You've got Essendon at Marvel Saturday. Another great opportunity for you. Thanks for your time.
No, thanks, guys. Cheers.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.